I don't know if when I come up whether I should lead with a hymn.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们这一帮如同尘土的人。
We who are people made from dust.
我们是尘土所造的。
We are created from dust.
我们也要归于尘土。
And we will return to dust.
但是因为耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
But because the life of Jesus Christ is in us,
我们今天能够与王子同坐。
Today we could sit with princes.
我们知道我们的父是谁。
We know whom our Father is.
谁是我们的救主。
We know who is our Savior.
我们成为一群蒙恩的罪人。
And we are sinners saved by grace.
我们可以常常的奉着主耶稣基督的名在这里来敬拜你。
We could often come here to worship you.
我们在这边拨饼吃你喝你与你有份。
We break bread here, we eat of you, we drink of you, and we have a portion with you.
我们也实在知道我们在地上的年日是你所分给我们的。
We truly know that our years on this earth have been given to us by you.
让我们在地上的日子,
may as we live here on this earth,
真的是为着主来活。
May we live it all for you.
让我们在这里聚集的时候,
may when we gather here,
我们用话语彼此的劝勉。
May we encourage one another with words. And may we walk the path that you have prepared for us. That even as we grow old, we will not depart from it. We give the following time into your hands. May the Holy Spirit truly help us here. That your word may be in us and change us.
我们这样的祷告仰望是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this all in your precious name.
Amen. 终于下雪了。
It finally has snowed.
有个孩子跟我讲他新年的新希望，希望快点看到雪。
A child told me that one of the wishes he had for the new year was that it would snow.
我们住在北边的北半球的New Jersey这里，我们有一个
A special phenomenon that we have in northern New Jersey is that every year around this time we can see snow.
每一次看到雪的时候, 你有没有想到诗歌里面讲的一句话, 它洗我们比雪更白?
Whenever you see snow, do you ever think of the hymn where it says that He has washed us whiter than snow?
我们罪如同朱红。
That our sins, though our sins be as scarlet,
当主耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们的罪，如同雪一样的白。
Yet our Lord Jesus Christ can wash our sins as white as snow.
中国人做中国人很好哈。
To be Chinese is it's pretty good.
因为在我们的 calendar 有两个 calendar.
Because we have actually two calendars.
那个 calendar 提醒我们在地上的日子。
And that calendar reminds us that on this earth,
我们过第一个新年的时候。
When we celebrate the first New Year,
我们大概就是恭喜恭喜。
We say Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
对，但是到过第二个年的时候，
But in the second New Year,
我们实在知道时间的短处是何等的近。
At that point, we realize how short our time is.
一过年就提醒我们在地上的日子怎么来过。
As each year passes, we realize. We think about how have we used our time on this earth.
在《生命记》有一句话，他说：“你的日子如何，你的力量就如何。”
It says in Ecclesiastes, "How your life is, that is how your strength is."
你在地上，你在主面前的日子是怎么过的？
How you live your life before the Lord?
你生命里面的那个向主的那个力量，活在地上的日子就是怎么样子？
How that is how your strength in living before the Lord.
去年这个时候。
Last year around this time,
我们很多人没办法来聚会,
many of us could not gather here.
因为我们没有 parking lot,
because we did not have a parking lot.
因为雪下到多到一个地步,
because the snow was so great to an extent,
那我们常常就 cancel 聚会,
that we had often cancel our gathering.
那你知道 cancel 聚会对有一些人很高兴哈。
Now, when church is canceled, for some people that's a great thing.
我是那个懒惰的讲员。
I was one of those speakers who was lazy.
所以一排到，如果排到我下雪的话，
so if it was my turn to speak and it snowed,
我里面就有那个侥幸的心哈。
I had this kind of feeling in my heart.
因为还没有准备好。
Because I wasn't yet well prepared.
主允许它下雪啊。
So I thought the Lord allowed it to snow.
所以就, 哎呀, 还好没有聚会。
I'm thankful.
那晚上的时候, 祷告的时候,
and in the evening when I prayed,
主就在那边责备,
the Lord started to rebuke me.
里面说, 看看你,
and he told me, look at yourself.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters are so willing to gather together.
常常人家一下雪就要打电话到我们家来。
And many times when it snows, brothers and sisters would call my home.
今天下雪要不要停止聚会?
Today it snows, should we cancel the gathering?
他说总是要找几个弟兄拿主意。
They said we should always discuss with the other brothers and sisters before making a decision.
如果主给我们有聚会的次数的话,
if the Lord has given us the number of gatherings,
我们都知道我们的次数不多。
We know that the amount of gatherings we can come to is limited.
我们能够这样的一起拨饼,
for us to be able to break bread together,
自由的选诗歌,
be able to select him,
公众的在一起祷告,
and pray together,
来赞美我们的主,
to praise our God.
你知道天上天下人间,
you know, in on this earth,
能够这样的自由的敬拜我们的主,
for people to freely worship our God,
我们实在 应该好好的宝贵它。
We should truly treasure that.
我们翻到哥林多前书四章第九节。
Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
因为是新年嘛。
Because it's a new year.
新的一年，我里面有这样的一个感觉，讲这个题目。
It's a new year, so I thought I should share on this topic.
这题目是借圣经几个字出来的。
And this topic is based on some phrases we find in the Bible.
我用我们成了一台戏。
I'm using the phrase, we are made a spectacle unto the world.
我是借保罗在哥林多前书讲的这一段话。
I'm basing it on the words that Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians.
我们一起用语音的方式来念这一段话。
Let's read this verse simultaneously.
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。这里有一句话，
Over here there is a phrase，
我们成了一台戏，
We are made a spectacle。
保罗用一个非常 在圣经里几乎没有使用的一个字，这个戏这个字。
Paul used a phrase which was not used a lot in the Bible, spectacle.
这是一个非常精彩的戏。
And this is a very interesting spectacle.
这个戏在圣经字用的不多。
This word spectacle is not used many times in the Bible.
一般来讲，有时候在使徒行传讲到戏院，到戏院里面去。
Many times when it's mentioned in Acts, the phrase is, they went into the arena.
还有一个地方在希伯来书十章三十二节、三十三节那里。
And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 and 33, it's also mentioned.
他也用了这个戏字。
They also use the word spectacle.
那这两个地方，一个是哥林多前书这个戏字跟我们基督徒有关。
In 1 Corinthians 4, this spectacle is related to us as Christians.
那另外一个在希伯来书十章三十三节那里。
However, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 33,
从32节、33节，我们一起来念。
Let's read from verse 32 through 33.
你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后，所忍受大征战的各样苦难。 一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那受这样苦难的人。这个戏使用的时候，so
spectacle when it is used here，
另外一个是讲到苦难的时候，it
is used in the context of suffering。
希腊文这个戏字，in
the Greek word for this spectacle，
好像本来没有什么太大的意思的。 就是一个 display.
It's originally just meant a certain place.
就是一群人在那边演戏。
It or represents a group of people acting.
我们在美国长大的孩子哈。
For us who have grown up in America,
都有机会，老师请你演个戏。
I'm sure one time or another your teacher has told you to put on a play.
我不知道中国的教育现在还演不演戏，叫孩子演戏。
I don't know if Chinese education includes acting.
因为在我们那个背景里面不常演戏的。
Because from my background, we never acted.
如果他叫我罗丽媛演一个角色,
if my teacher told me to play a role,
那观众一定无聊死了。
The crowd definitely would be bored to death.
因为我不是一个会演戏的人。
Because I'm not someone who can put on a show.
台词都念不清楚。
I can't read a script.
不要说还有表情。
Let's not mention expressions.
但是我们的孩子在美国长大。
But our children grown up here.
他们从小所受的教育就是会演戏。
The education received includes acting.
错了举手可以骂我。
If that's not the case.
那父母呢，常常因为孩子演戏就去看戏，对不对？
And because their children act, so parents go and watch.
或者去捧场。
Or they at least applaud.
小孩子弹钢琴。
Or let's say the child plays.
弹到一段时间。
After you play for a while.
老师就说 recital.
The teacher says, let's have a recital.
请谁来啊？
Who do they invite?
第一个就是父母一定要来，对不对？
Of course, the parents.
如果观众父母不是观众，观众如果没有父母，里面你这个父母做爸爸妈妈的，好像心里都不对。
If your parents don't come when you have recital, then your parents' heart must be
elsewhere. 还告诉父母，你再去抓几个你认识的 relative 一起来看秀。
And the teacher would ask the parents to grab some relatives to bring them along as well.
这个秀的这个意思，在我们根深的地固里面，就是在那边 display， 一群在那边演。
This show, what it really means is an act of display.
但是保罗在这用这个戏的时候。
But Paul, when he uses the word
show here, 如果我们知道保罗那个时代，
if we know the context of Paul's era,
他是在罗马帝国统治的底下，
that how he was growing up within the Roman Empire,
他所使用那个戏的意思不是假戏的意思， 就是演一演就下来了， 演一演就下来了。
The spectacle or show that he's referring to is not some fake show that you see.
我们知道他那个秀是讲到罗马的竞技场。
We know that the show is referring to is the arena of the Romans.
那个竞技场里面是活生生的人在里面只能演一次。
And this show was what people was where people came in and acted.
只演一次，如果他死掉的话。
And they can only act once if they died.
如果你活的话，你还可以再演一场。
If they died, they can only act once. If they're alive, they can keep acting.
我不知道你有没有看过一部电影啊。
I don't know if any of you have seen the movie.
我看了好几次。
I watched this movie many
那个电影当年提名在 Hollywood 那个 Oscar 提名的时候。
That year when the movie received the Oscar award.
跟中国李安的那个导演的打了半死。
It was a tight competition between that movie and this other Chinese movie.
叫做 Crouching Tiger 跟 Hidden Dragon， 对不对？
It's called the movie was called Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon。
结果两个都提名。
And in the end, both were nominated。
我忘记了，《卧虎藏龙》那部电影跟这部一起提名。
And Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon。
结果《卧虎藏龙》都得那种小奖，对不对？
So Crouching Tiger Hidden Dragon received smaller awards。
中国人就很不，怎么搞的？怎么李安？ 这么大的一个导演竟然输给这部电影。
And we are very disappointed that the director Lee, he had lost this movie.
你知道我在讲哪部电影了吧？
Do you know which movie I'm referring to?
Gladiator, 对不对？
It's the movie Gladiators.
就是神鬼战士, 它是这样翻译的。
And it's translated as a sort of fight to the death.
它是一群这些在罗马竞技场里面跟狮子 跟野兽、跟军队、跟比翼的这群人。
And gladiators refer to a group of people who fought animals, other men, and wild beasts.
没看过这电影的话，你可以去看一看。
If you haven't seen this movie, you can go and take a look.
你可以感受那个血腥、那个残忍。
And you can realize the amount of blood and carnality involved.
当然，这个男主角最后死在。 这个竞技场的底下。
And of course, as a spoiler, the main character dies eventually on the arena.
保罗用这样的一个地方来形容他们自己。
Paul uses this word spectacle to represent what is going on.
他说他们像一群罪犯一样。
He showed how they were like
定死的囚犯。
Oh, how they were like people appointed for death.
定死的囚犯。
convicts appointed for death.
今天定死的囚犯怎么去解决他？
So for today, for convicts, how do we deal with them?
大概就是把他关起来。
Many times we just lock them up.
或者把他枪毙。
Or we execute them.
那美国人倒给他打那个 毒药，让他死。
Sometimes for Americans, we often use lethal injection.
但是那个时候。
But during in Paul's time.
他们把他丢到市原里面去。
They would throw these convicts into a den of lions.
那是一个非常残忍的结局。
That was a very cruel ending for them.
他们说他们像一群囚犯一样。
Paul described the apostles as people appointed to death.
而且呢，这囚犯里面他们排在最后面。
And these apostles were last in the line.
什么叫排在最后面？
What does it mean to be last in line?
如果你看 Gladiator， 你就知道什么叫做排在最后面。
If you watch the movie Gladiators, you will realize what does it mean to be last.
就是所有的秀里面的压轴好戏在最后面。
We all know that in shows the best part is saved for last.
像如果我这种人去演的话，哈。
So if a person like me were to act,
不会在最后面的。
I wouldn't be placed last.
为什么一上来就 out， 对不对？
Because as soon as I come out, you know, I'll be out.
但是保罗说他们生命里面摆在最后面。
But Paul says he and the apostles were appointed last.
观众都在等这场戏。
And the crowds were all waiting for them.
等啊等啊等啊，保罗他们上来了。
And they're all waiting for Paul and the apostles to come up.
这是一个精彩的好戏。
And so they are a great spectacle.
这样一讲完了。
After we talk about
弟兄姐妹，我们就彼此看看。
Brothers and sisters, we need to look at one another.
Michael, 你看我，我看 Michael.
I'll look at.
我们可能都不是摆在最后面的。
We probably are not the people saved for last.
为什么？
Why is that?
前段时间我一个朋友说，哎，我在 YouTube 上面摆了一个很棒的 video tape.
A while back, my friend told me he had placed a great video on YouTube.
他叫我你赶快去看。
He told me, "Hey, check it out. It's really great."
就我就到那边去看了。
So I went on and took a look.
看完以后
，After I took a look，
你知道那个我们这些人哦，看完以后就觉得，哎，不怎么样嘛啊。
For us who you know go and look, we often think, "Oh, it's not much."
那我就看那个 YouTube 底下那个 viewer 的 count。
Then I looked at the viewer count underneath.
我是第三。
I was the third to look at it.
你知道什么意思吗
？Do you know what that means?
There is a sole limit viewer.
There's a limited amount of viewers.
那有时候我女儿，我说你要去看这个，你要去看这个。
And sometimes my daughter sat with me.
我一看，我说哇 ，one million hit.
And to look at videos, they say, wow, a million viewers.
你说有人 double hit, double hit, double hit, 一直 hit.
You could say some people just keep on watching the
same
video.
但是有一些那些摆出来的 one or two million hit， 就是说有那些人去点他去看他看了很多人去看了几百万人去看。
But you could say that many different people watched it, and they all watched it, and that's why it became a million.
今天一部电影好不好看？
For a movie to be popular today,
有人会写 review.
It has to undergo review.
有些人觉得那个 review 不好，你就不用看那个电影，不用浪费时间。
People who think the review shows the movie is bad, don't go and watch.
这里用了一个 spectacle， 这个非常好的戏。
And in the Bible, it uses the word spectacle to denote a great show.
所以我不觉得我的戏是一个那么好的戏。
So I don't feel the show I'm putting on is a great show.
但是保罗说他们是一个最好的戏在那里。
But Paul here says that God has put the apostles as a great spectacle.
这个戏里面的观众是谁？
Now who are the audience in?
两种观众。
There are two kinds of audience.
一个是世人。
One is the world.
一个是天使
，and one is the angels。
在人的世界里面要观看
，in man's world those are the people who are watching。
在灵的世界里面，他也在观看
，and in the world of the spirit that's also who's watching。
你看看一个 YouTube 摆出来，最多人看看而已啊。
You know that a YouTube channel video only men can look at it。
现在你有一个秀
，let's say you have a show。
结果天使他们要观看。
At this point, angels can look at it as well.
你说我大概不在那个秀里面。
You might say to yourself, I'm probably not one of
the people giving a show. 这里讲的是使徒们。
Over here, it's describing the apostles giving a show.
我们不过是个门徒。
We are but disciples.
信徒。
Or believers.
平信徒。
Or new believers.
我们怎么可能有机会在 在这个戏上面有角色了。
How could we possibly have an opportunity to put on a show?
但是你看到希伯来书的时候，
But when you look at Hebrews,
你说感谢主。
It says thank the Lord.
在苦难的时候，
In times of suffering,
我们也成为一出戏一样，可以演给世人天使来看。
We also become a spectacle to be seen by the eyes of everyone.
我们有多少人真正经过苦难？
How many of us have actually undergone suffering before?
这边讲到大征战的各样苦难。
Over here, it describes great wars of trouble.
我认识一个孩子。
I know a child.
他说我昨天 suffer.
He said to me yesterday I suffered.
他说是一个 big crisis, 是一个大苦难。
He told me it was a big crisis, great trouble.
我说什么问题？
I asked him what's
the problem? 他说那个医生给我两个 root canal.
He said the doctor gave me
拔了两个神经
two root canals. He took
那个是大苦难
two teeth. It was great suffering for me.
我跟他讲，他有没有打麻药
？I asked him, did you get morphine or?
对，如果没有打麻药的话
he said, did you if you didn't receive that?
我说那可能是苦难。
Then I said it probably was great suffering.
在美国今天是无痛的世界。
In America today, it's a world far from suffering.
两个 root canal 打了麻药还睡着了。
If you get two root canals, you can be taken out and.
醒过来跟我讲是大苦难。
And after you awaken, if you tell me that's suffering.
我说那不是大苦难。
I would tell you no.
圣经讲的大苦难不是这个。
What the Bible describes here is not those kinds of suffering.
我们有真正的经过苦难吗
？Have we undergone true suffering before?
我们自己要问我们自己。
We must ask ourselves.
这两段的圣经讲到戏。
These two Bible passages speak of spectacle.
我觉得我们基督徒都有机会参与这个戏。
I believe that brothers and sisters, we all have the opportunity to be a spectacle.
主耶稣来到地上的时候
，When our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
他也像一个 display 一样
，He was like a display.
放在世人的面前。
He displayed himself before the world.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
他为什么要有那一个 display？
Why did he display himself to the world？
为了你跟为了我。
It was because of you and me.
为你这样的罪人，为我这样的罪人。
For you as a sinner and for I as a sinner.
如果你看看我自己的时候，我觉得主耶稣不需要为我演这一场戏。
When we look at ourselves, we think the Lord Jesus did not need to be a spectacle for me.
他这场戏是真人真事真做。
What he did was so real and so accurate.
就做那一次。
And he did it once for us.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for us once.
今天主耶稣的话告诉我们，我们如果在那个患难当中里面。
In God's word today, it says if you undergo great troubles,
你就有机会成为那个戏。
You have the opportunity to become a spectacle.
基督徒有机会成为那一台戏吗
？Can Christians become a spectacle?
我觉得我们很有机会。
I feel we all have the opportunity.
常常人家会用基督徒来骂我。
Many times people use the phrase Christian to scorn us.
在我们那个 family 里面。
Within our family.
信了主以后。
After we believe on Jesus.
常常会有人说：“你看看你这个基督徒。
”Many times people say to us, "Look at you. You say you're a Christian."
动作这么慢。
Your actions are so slow.
吃饭也不好好吃。
You don't eat well.
我就跟他讲说，奇怪，成为基督徒怎么会变成被骂嘞？
I started to ask and say, you know, why as Christians are
we yelled at? 你为什么不骂我那个in-law？他不是基督徒，他是佛教徒哎。
And I would tell my relative, why don't you yell at my cousin who's a Buddhist?
他从来不用说你这个佛教徒，你怎么吃饭这么慢，吃不干净，然后又撒了满地。
Why don't you say, you know, point out all his mistakes and all his.
好像人家很喜欢用基督徒来 quote， 就是说你这个基督徒应该这样，应该那样，好像人家都比我们知道。
It seems as if everyone expects many things of Christians and know what Christians are supposed to be like.
基督徒的日子在生活当中
，Christian life on this earth，
常常被人家检验。
It's often examined by people，
而且是仔细的检验。
People often look at you very closely.
报税的时候，他问我。
And when you pay taxes, they would ask.
你基督徒诚不诚实报税啊？
As a Christian, do you pay your taxes honestly?
我常常就返回了，那你们佛教徒报税怎么样呢
？And then I would return and ask them, what about you Buddhists?
后来我慢慢发觉，这群人虽然他们对基督徒不太了解。
slowly began to realize that even though people did not understand,
但是他们里面发觉基督徒有一个很高的标准在哪里。
But they realize in their hearts that Christians are held to a high standard.
这是我们在地上生活被人家检验。
This is us being examined by the world.
这就像一台生活的剧一样。
It's like a play played out before the world.
我想要用一些我们中国人比较能接受的一些环境条件来讲这个戏。
I would like to use some examples that relate to us as Chinese to explain this.
我们信了主以后，
After we believe on the Lord,
主让我们活在这地上，
the Lord allows us to live on this earth.
我们要面临哪些东西？
What will we undergo on this earth?
我就回去稍微找一找。
So I went back and took a look.
我也看看圣经。
And I also looked in the Bible.
我不能讲说我们要面对各样的生活。
I won't necessarily argue that we will undergo all sorts of things.
各样的难处。
All sorts of trouble.
就 detail 就没有讲出来了。
I won't go into details.
我就用生活比较中国人的背景来讲这个生活哈，怎么来生活。
Using a Chinese background, I would explain what we will undergo in our lives.
能够讲多少算多少。
How much I can explain, that's how much I will talk about.
你知道吗？我们中国人长大哈 ，Mark 很抱歉用中国的背景在那边讲一些东西。
Apologies, Mark. I'm using an Asian Chinese background.
你知道中国大概会讲十一住行娱乐，对不对？
We know in China we talk about 11 different kinds of happiness.
不是 happiness.
Oh, okay. It's another.
就是你要碰到食吃东西，对不对？吃东西。
Okay, you have to eat.
衣服
you have to wear
怎么穿衣服
you have to wear clothing
你怎么住
there are certain needs you have such as dwellings
你的 transportation 你怎么行行走
how do you travel
那育是什么
and also
你怎么养育
how do you educate 教育 how do you educate
生育还有你什么事情欢乐娱乐
and what brings you joy
大概这是我们一般人可以了解人也在这些事情上来看我们这些人。
This is how people of the world look at us.
你不知不觉也是在这舞台里面每天呈现这些东西。
And that's what you care about on this earth.
那再讲多一点，比较归纳性一点。
And to be even more general.
中国人生活在地上要几乎 face 四个大的 category。
When Chinese people live on this earth, they live in four different time periods.
然后这些这个事情呢，他们说是一种苦难。
And they describe this also as trouble.
就是生老病死。
Which is birth, aging, sickness, and death.
这四样。
And these four things.
那我跟他讲，生其实不是痛苦的事情。
I like to tell people, being born is not something to have trouble over.
老。
But aging.
可能是一件苦事。
Something that's very troubling.
生病。
To be sick.
是一件苦事。
It's troubling.
死亡。
And to die.
可能是我们要面对的一件难关。
Is the greatest trouble that we can experience.
讲讲轻松的，今天过年哈。
Let me talk about something better. Today we're celebrating the New Year.
食衣住行。
To have clothing, food, clothing, and dwelling and education.
Great. 中国人很喜欢吃哈。
We Chinese love to eat.
你在吃的时候怎么受人检验？
How are you judged when you eat?
传道书那里讲一句话哈。
In Ecclesiastes it states.
在传道书二章二十四节。
In chapter 2 verse 24.
他说，并且哈，人人都吃吃喝喝。
There's nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink.
在他一切劳碌中享福。
And that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor.
这是神给我们的恩赐。
This I saw that it was from the hand of God.
圣经说有吃有喝当要怎么样？
God says if you eat and drink,
知足。
You should enjoy the good.
我们能够吃是神给我们的一个 gift.
For us to be able to eat, it's actually a gift from God.
我常常跟我认识的一个很好的朋友，他也很喜欢吃啊。
I like to talk to one of my friends. He loves to eat.
我跟他讲这个 gift 里面啊，更好的 gift 就是你怎么吃 cholesterol 都不会增高。
Great gift I told him was that if you keep on eating, that your cholesterol doesn't rise.
但是你知道吗？ 人子在地上的时候，约翰，施洗约翰来到地上的时候，
But you know when John Baptist came on this earth，
他不吃不喝，
He didn't eat, he didn't drink。
结果人家怎么看他？
So what did people treat him as？
他说你是被鬼附。
They said you're possessed by a devil。
不吃的结果被鬼附。
So if you don't eat, you're possessed by a devil。
就主耶稣来到地上，他吃他喝。
But when our Lord Jesus came and he started eating,
就人家说他什么？
What do people accuse him of?
他说你贪食什么？好酒。
You are a glutton and a drunkard.
你吃不对，喝也不对。
You eat wrong, you drink wrong.
但是我们怎么吃喝？
But how do we eat and drink?
保罗说你不能吃主的饼，吃主的杯，又喝主的杯。
You cannot eat and drink, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table.
那是在哥林多前书所讲的。
And it's in 1 Corinthians 10:21.
那箴言很有一个地方，我也很喜欢，就是箴言15:17.
Another passage I love that describes this topic is in Proverbs 15:17.
这对着我们降 cholesterol 的人有帮助。
It's for us who have high cholesterol.
他说：“你吃素菜啊，彼此相爱。”
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is.
今天如果你下次请你到我们家来，全摆素菜哈。
Maybe next time when you come to our house, I will give you all vegetables.
有些弟兄可能就是，可能有些弟兄就会开始说，没有，怎么没有肉啊？
And brothers and sisters might say, oh, why is there no meat?
他说吃素菜能够彼此相爱。
It says better is a dinner of herbs where love is.
那个素菜是吃的，有时候吃的贫穷，吃的不怎么样。
This herbs is referring to what poor people eat.
他们彼此能够相爱。
But even though they eat that, they can love one another.
强如吃肥牛肚的，彼此相恨。
And Proverbs says that's better than a stalled ox and hatred there.
所以不在吃喝的问题。
So the point is not what you eat.
是我们在你吃与喝里面有没有彼此相爱。
But rather, it's whether do you love one another when you eat.
可能东西不怎么样。
Maybe there is not much substance.
但我们现在每一次在这里，东西都很怎么样，都很好吃哦。
Of course, when we are here, often what we eat is of great substance.
但是那不是人家看我们评量我们。
But that is not what people judge us by.
人家评量我们是我们当中有没有彼此相爱。
People judge us by how we love one another.
时间的关系啊，怎么穿衣服？人家怎么评量我们穿衣服？
Moving on, how do people judge us by our clothing?
我是一个不太会穿衣服的人。
I'm not someone who is very stylish.
那你知道圣经每次讲到男人穿衣服，在圣经讲的很少。
In the Bible, it doesn't describe very much how men should wear the clothes.
圣经一讲到穿衣服，都讲在女人的身上。
When the Bible talks about clothing, it talks about women.
你自己去查一查，圣经很少教导男人怎么穿衣服。
It doesn't describe often in the Bible how.
所以难怪我不会穿衣服啊。
And that's why I don't know how to wear clothes.
但是今天女人怎么穿衣服，圣经上特别讲。
But in the Bible, it describes closely how women should wear the clothes.
他说你们穿衣服要 formal, 要 proper。
It says in the Bible you should wear clothes. 箴
言里面有一个妇人，她穿衣服的时候，她是穿细麻布的衣服。
In the Bible, there's a woman who wears clothing out of linen.
人第一次为他自己造衣服的时候，结果造的是用叶子造的。
Mankind when they first created clothing, it was made out of fig leaves.
结果神说这个叶子造的衣服造错了。
And God said, oh, what you made is it's not right.
他用兽皮帮我们造了衣服。
And so God created for mankind.
所以我们怎么穿衣服是神制作的衣服给我们穿的。
So the first clothing that man could wear actually was made from God.
甚至说神的教导里面教我们怎么穿衣服，我们应该 follow 那个怎么穿衣服。
And God gives us general guidelines for how to wear clothing, and we should follow that.
姐妹们。
Sisters,
怎么穿衣服？
How should you wear your clothes?
我们也在那个生活的舞台上被人家来评论。
We are judged in this world by how we wear things.
一个基督徒在神人的面前怎么穿衣服？
How Christians wear clothes in front of people?
住。
Shelter.
你怎么住？
Where do you live?
我们有一次去看一个弟兄。
One time we went to visit a brother.
我以为进得到他家。
I thought I could go in his home.
结果才知道那个是前院哈，前厅。
Then I realized that's only the front part.
他们有12,000多 square foot 的房子。
He had around 12,000 square feet of property.
我说我以为是去人家婚礼的那个 mansion 那样。
I thought it was one of those reception places that you go to for weddings.
那我跟他讲，这个房子暖气打起来，不知道要从前厅到后厅要暖要多久。
I asked them, you know, how long will it take to heat up the whole building?
那他们用 speaker 来扣人。
The house so big, they had to call people using speakers in the house.
那我跟他讲说，那你可以 text 你的女儿，她在哪一间。
And I said, oh, then I guess you can text your daughter to find out which room she's in.
人在地上就这么一点大。
For people to be on the earth, our house are, you know, limited.
我们怎么住在地上？
We must ask ourselves, how do we live on this earth?
亚伯拉罕一生，他学习住在帐篷里面。
We know that Abraham lived the life of the tent on this earth.
因为他看到有一个更美的家乡。
Because he saw a better home for him.
主耶稣在地，神在地上不住人手所造的房屋。
We also know that God says that he does not dwell in things made of man on this earth.
他在地上在旷野的时候，他住在Tabernacle 里面，在会幕里面。
We know that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, he lived in the tabernacle.
那是一个短暂的时间。
But that was just for a temporary time.
我们今天住在地上怎么住？
How do we live on this earth?
我们有没有想到我们心里？我们有想到这都是短暂的住
？Do we ever consider that this is only a temporary place for us?
心。
Action, movement.
诗篇有一句话。
In Psalms, there is a phrase.
在八十四篇第七节那里。
In Psalm 84 verse 7, it says.
那讲说他们这群朝圣者，他们行走。
It describes how these people they go.
他们力上加力。
From strength to strength.
个人呢，行走到锡安去朝见神。
Every one of them in Zion appears before God.
我们今天在地上怎么行
？How do we walk on this earth?
这个 transportation 啊。
This kind of transportation
有很多的意思。
It has many meanings.
我们今天在地上怎么行事为人
？How do we act? How do we walk before men?
我们怎么跟我们门的恩召有相似哈
？How do we interact with our calling God has given us?
箴言叫我们有一种人在地上舍去了正路不行，去走那个黑暗的路。
Proverbs tells us there are those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness.
基督徒在地上怎么行事为人
？How do Christians walk uprightly in this world？
也是被人家所检验。
People will look at you.
养育。
Education.
你们的孩子是怎么养育起来的
？How have you educated your children？
以弗所书说：“你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。”
In Ephesians it says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath."
只要照着主的教训跟警戒来教导他们。
But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
我们对着我们儿女的教导。
To instruct our children.
我们有没有照主的话来教导他们
？Have we done so according to the Lord's guidance?
箴言甚至说，你有时候要拿杖。去责打你的孩子。
Sometimes it even says in Proverbs that you must use a rod to strike your child.
没有被打过的举手。
If you
被你太太打不算。
If you have
被老师打。
If you have never been disciplined or hit by your teacher, raise your hand.
你们都那么进步，都没有被打过。
You've never been hit before.
在美国好像不能随便打人的，对不对
？I think in America we're not supposed to spank people.
但是箴言跟我们讲。父亲有时候要拿杖打孩子。
But in Proverbs it does state that parents sometimes may have to take a rod to discipline their children.
我觉得我是被该打的。
I feel many times when I was little I should have been disciplined.
我还记得那位打我的老师。
I still remember the teacher that struck me.
我们去跟那老师吃饭的时候。
When we were eating with the teacher.
我跟老师讲。
I told the teacher.
我还记得你打过我。
And it was a reunion. I told him, I still remember you hit me.
那老师说我不记得，因为我打人打太多了。
And the teacher responded, I don't remember because I hit too many people.
你可能不是那个最糟的那个。
You probably were not the worst person.
你知道怎么教养下一代
？You know to be able to educate the next generation.
我们为着我们的儿女要祷告。
We must pray for our children.
主的杖，主自己来教养他们。
We must pray that our God can teach them with His rod.
我们自己也接受教导。
And that we ourselves can also receive discipline from God.
人家看到你们怎么教养你的儿女的时候。
When people see how you educate your children,
你也像在一台舞台上，舞台的剧上在演出来。
It's as if you are all on a stage acting before the world.
人家也会看你，你教养儿女，你在儿女前面说什么话，背后说什么话，有什么不同？
And people will also see how you talk differently when you're in front of your children and when you're not in front of your children.
什么事情使我们快乐？
What gives us joy or happiness?
有时候我去看电影看出来。
Sometimes I go and watch movies.
出来的时候是很高兴的。
After I finish watching the movie, I'm very joyful.
我很喜欢看好莱坞式的电影。
I love to watch Hollywood movies.
就是大部分都是喜剧结局。
Of course, most of them are comedies or happy endings.
就坏人全死光了。
All the bad guys die.
没有什么剧情的。
There is no tragedies.
因为我是这么肤浅的人。
Because I'm a very shallow person.
但是主耶稣在讲这个乐的时候，这个喜乐的时候。
But when our Lord Jesus speaks of this joy,
在诗篇十六章那里。
In Psalm chapter 16,
八节九节。
Verse 8 and 9 it says.
这个作诗的人说，我把耶和华常常摆在我的面前。
I've set the Lord always before me.
因为他在我的右边，我就不致摇动。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因为我的心快乐。
Therefore my heart is glad.
心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
My glory rejoices.
什么时候你心能够欢喜？
When can your heart be joyful?
你的灵能够快乐。
And your spirit rejoicing.
你的肉身能够安然居住。
And your flesh can rest in hope.
彼得有一次这样讲。
Apostle Peter once said.
他想到在登山变相的时候，他看到主耶稣基督。
He remembered that on the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw our Lord Jesus.
他在圣经写下来这一段。
And so he wrote this in the Bible.
他说，说有一个荣光的大喜乐。
He said, we have a glorious hope.
今天我们基督徒的喜乐是在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where is our hope and joy as Christians?
是看到我们的主在我们里面。
It's to see our Lord Jesus Christ working in us.
你把他摆在你的面前。
If you put him in front of your face.
他也在你的右边。
And at your right hand.
这是比较轻松的部分哦，食衣住行。
This was the more basic part.
世人检验我们这些东西。
And we know that the world looks at us based on these things.
这些事情。
What I just mentioned before.
在圣经里面都在教导我们。
And they're all in the Bible and they're all to instruct us.
中国人还会面临四项比较大的问题。
We as Chinese also face four big stages of our
life. 这个四个题目我们在这个舞台里面。
These four stages of our lives.
我们都要经历的。
We will all undergo.
什么是生？
What is it to be born?
基督徒有两次出生。
Christians have two times when they're born.
一次生出来的时候你根本不记得。
The first time when you're born, you probably might not even remember.
我有一个好朋友。
I have a good friend.
那时候刚刚 Video File 出来的时候。
At that time, Video File just came out.
就是拿一个小的照相机，这个录影机。
It's when camcorders first started becoming popular.
人家爸爸妈妈，爸妈妈在生产的时候，爸爸就进厂房了。这是美国不怎么搞出来这招哈。
I don't know why Americans have developed this, but when the mother undergoes labor, the father goes in.
我知道我出生的时候，我妈妈跟我这样讲。
I know that when I was born, my mother told me this.
她说在生你的时候。
She said when I was giving birth to you.
我到了一个基督教的医院里面去生你。
I went to a Christian hospital.
我说爸爸呢？
I asked, where's my dad?
他说你爸爸在宜兰打牌。
Your father was playing poker in Yilan, a province in
Taiwan. 那你到了美国以后，你在这边生孩子哈。
So when you come to America, you start having.
常常姐妹去生孩子。
Many times the sister would go and have the child.
弟兄就怎么样
？And what would the husband do?
进产房。
You go into the room.
有些进去是抬得出来的。
Sometimes they go walking in and they'll be carried.
那我们这个弟兄就带了一个 videotape 进去。
And so this husband decides to bring a videotape camera in.
等他女儿十二岁 ，sweet 16的时候。
And when his daughter had her sweet 16.
他放那个影片给他女儿看。
He showed the footage to his daughter.
我说你整人呢、啊、
I said, you're torturing.
我说哪一个孩子会喜欢看他自己出生的样子啊？
Who would like to see themselves being born?
他说这是血淋淋的记录。
He said, this is true flesh and blood being revealed.
我们对我们的出生都不了解。
We don't really understand how we were born physically.
但是我们重生的时候。
But when we were born again,
我们进到水里的时候。
When we went under the water,
当我们愿意口称耶稣基督为主的时候。
When we're willing to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, 圣经说
我们重生了。
The Bible says that we are born again.
这是一个很大的秀在世人的面前。
This is a great show before mankind.
地上一个人得救，天使天君要在那里欢迎你。
When one person believes, the angels in heaven will rejoice.
出生，我们要面对。
We must face being born again.
我们生活怎么生活？
How do we live our lives?
圣经要我们过一个讨主的生活。
Our Lord wants us to live a life pleasing Him.
我们现在有一个不同的生命。
And when we're born again, we have a new life.
我们活的就有力量。
And because of that, we have strength to live.
我们就可以面对生活。
And we can thus face the different circumstances.
生活的意义就不是在为了自己。
And life's purpose is not for us to enjoy ourselves.
生活下来要面对什么？
And after being born, what do we have to face?
老。
We have to face the fact that we're growing old, we're aging.
每个人都在 aging.
Everyone is aging.
这里的老特别讲到年纪比较大的。
This aging here specifically also refers to those who are getting along in years.
前一段时间我们在读诗篇。
A while back we were reading the Psalms together.
有一篇诗篇是专门为年长者所预备的诗篇。
A psalm actually in the Psalms actually refers to aging.
诗篇71篇。
And it's Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇，你去看的时候
，If you read Psalm 71,
在十八节那里讲了一个非常宝贵的话。
In verse 18, it speaks of a very precious phrase.
他说：“神啊
，It says, O God,
我到年老发白的时候
，Now also when I'm old and gray-headed,
求你不要离弃我
，Forsake me not,
等我将你的能力。”指示给下一代。
Until I have shewed thy strength unto this generation.
将你的大能指示后世的人。
And thy power to everyone that is to come.
年长的。
For those of you who are
elderly. 你知道主在你们身上里面放了极大的一个 mission 在这里。
Do you see the great mission that God has for your life?
这个 mission 是年长的弟兄姐妹特别有的。
This is a special mission for the elderly brothers and sisters.
但以理是老的时候啊，他好几朝的元老。
Daniel was very elderly.
摩西也很老的时候，带以色列百姓出埃及。
Moses was elderly when he led the children.
更不要讲老约翰在拔摩海岛的时候，神启示他。
John was elderly when God revealed him the revelation.
这都是年长的，你们这一出戏要演的。
It is the.Spectacle that you as elderly brothers and sisters will have to play.
So we all 都有机会。
So we all have this opportunity.
如果主愿意把我们摆在地上的时候。
That as long as the Lord keeps us on this earth.
那个年长那一出戏。
Even the elderly can be a spectacle.
那一出戏是很精彩的一场戏。
And that spectacle can be a great one.
什么是病？
What is it to be sick?
我们在地上一定经历生病。
We all experience sickness on this earth.
什么样的病使我们软弱下来？
What kind of sickness causes us to be weak?
什么样的病使我们里面更抓得住主？
What kind of sickness causes us to cling to the Lord?
没有生病的人举手看看。
Anyone never been sick? Please raise your hand.
生病，少年人生病，中年人生病，年纪大的人也生病。
We know that the youth, the middle age, and the elderly, we all get sick.
你碰到生病的时候，你的态度是什么？
The question is, what is your viewpoint when you get sick?
有个弟兄他跟我这样讲。
A brother once told me this.
他服侍主很久了。
He had served the Lord for many years.
但这也是一种观念跟态度的问题。
This involves the attitude and mindset.
他说你越服侍啊，你服侍到个地步，你连生病的时间都没有，所以他不生病。
He said, you know, as you continue to serve, you serve so much that to a point you don't even get sick because you're so busy serving.
我听起来，哎，哇，这么好，那我 我怕生病嘛，那我就尽量服侍，就不会生病了。
So I thought, wow, if that's the case, then if I'm afraid of getting sick, I should just keep, you know, serving the Lord.
结果另外一个弟兄跟我这样讲。
But then another brother told me.
还好有生病呢。
He said, it's so great that we actually can.
如果没有生病的话，我服侍到死。
If we don't get sick, then we will serve God till we die.
因为生病让我停下来想想。
Because when we get sick, it causes us to stop and think.
生病在主的面前要面对，为什么要生这个病？
We start to think before the Lord, why did He make us sick?
我很喜欢一位老弟兄这样交通。
I truly like the sharing that this elderly brother gave.
他说他生病的时候。
He says that when he got sick,
他把这个病带到主的面前去。
He would bring this sickness before the Lord.
他求主鉴察他这个病是不是因为他自己不小心生病。
He would ask the Lord if this illness was because he was careless.
他说我们的身体是主给我们的。
He said that God has given us our bodies.
如果我们没有好好看守它，
if we don't take good care of it,
不小心感冒了，
and we say catch a cold,
要到主面前去认罪。
We must confess our sins before God.
求主开一条路，让你找到医生，或者让那个病快点好。
And to ask God to provide a way for us either to get well or to go look for a doctor.
我有一个很好的朋友。
I have a very good friend.
七八年前，我住在他家里。
7 or 8 years ago, I was at his house.
他得了一个很难医治的癌症。
He found he had a form of incurable cancer, very hard to cure.
他用圣经有一句话。
He used a verse from the Bible.
约翰十一章十四节那里。
It's in John chapter 11, verse 14.
他说拉撒路病了。
It said that Lazarus was sick.
所以主耶稣说这病不至于死。乃是为了神的荣耀。
And Jesus said that this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God.
他说这句话就在他祷告里面跑出来。
He said, my friend said that this popped up when he was praying.
那时候我就跟他讲，那是什么意思呢？
And I asked him, what does that mean?
他说我不用找医生。
He told me that means I don't need to look for a doctor.
教会的弟兄姐妹在一起帮他祷告。
Brothers and sisters from church then were praying for him.
他们说这段圣经是叫你快点去找医生。
And they told him that this verse means you should quickly go and look for a doctor.
我这位弟兄他就没有找医生。
But this brother, he didn't go look for a doctor.
就他到主那里去。
And so he went to be with the Lord.
我们在解释神的话的时候。
Many times when we interpret God's word,
我们有时候抓了一句话，
we sometimes take hold of this phrase,
以为这句话就是绝对了，
or another phrase and we think this must be it.
生病的时候，
when we are sick,
绝对请弟兄姐妹帮你祷告，
be sure to ask brothers and sisters to pray for you.
这是跟世人完全不一样的。
This is completely different from the world.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他说有病的人需要找医生。
Our Lord Jesus, we know He said when He was on this earth, it is not the healthy who need doctor,
but the sick.
When we are sick on this earth,
我们有没有机会找医生？
Do we take the chance to look for a doctor?
那还是次要的。
And that's only of secondary importance.
但是需要主让我们能够在一起祷告。
Of primary importance is asking brothers and sisters to pray with us.
最后一个是死亡。
And the last stage of our life that we must face is death.
我们每一个人都要面对死亡。
Each one of us must and will face death.
不管你是不是基督徒，
whether or not you're a Christian,
你都要面对死亡。
You will face death.
死亡这一出戏是每个人都要演的。
And this spectacle is what each one of us will.
没有一个例外。
There's no exception.
但是我们的死亡，基督的死亡，我们知道只是一个开始。
But for us as Christians, we know that death is only the beginning of something new.
保罗用哥林多后书一章那里，他这样讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul describes it as this.
他说他自己心里断定也是必死的。
He says in verse 9, but we have the sentence of death in ourselves.
叫我们不靠着自己，只靠那个叫死人复活的神。
That we should not trust in ourselves, but God which raises the dead.
他救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在还要叫我们救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver,
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
哥林多后书一章九节十节，他那里讲到三个救。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 9 to 10, talks about three kinds of saving.
你是基督徒，神就要在这三个地方来救你。
If you're a Christian, God would deliver you in these three areas.
成为基督徒，其实神已经解决了死亡的问题。
To be honest, as Christians, God has already delivered us from the problem of death.
因为他已经战胜那掌死权了。
Because he has overcome the power of death.
基督徒面对的是活的开始。
Christians face the issue of living.
面对死亡不是一个最难不能解决的问题，已经解决了。
For Christians to meet death, it's something that's not been not something that can't be overcome.
基督徒要面对怎么活。
Christians must deal with the issue of how can they live their lives.
不信的人生活就是随从自己肉体的满足来活。
Unbelievers live their lives according to how they can satisfy their own flesh.
他们可能解决了肉体生活所满足的。
Maybe they can satisfy their own desires.
但是他们永远解决不了死亡的问题。
But of all the things they desire, they can never satisfy the issue of death.
新的一年哦。
In this new year,
基督徒每一个人都有那个戏在演 ，displays。
Christians are all on display.
可能是同一个舞台。
Maybe it's on the same stage.
面对同样的一群人。
And facing the same audience.
以前演的不好。
In the past, maybe you did not put on a good performance.
盼望新的一年。
May in this new year.
主是大导演。
May God be your great director.
他叫你怎么演，你就怎么演。
And how He directs you to act, may you act in that way.
我们可能是主角。
We may be the main character.
可能我们做配角。
Maybe we are one of the supporting cast.
主要你做主角，你就做主角。
If the Lord tells you to be the main actor, you be the main actor.
主要你做配角，你就做配角。
And if God tells you to be the supporting cast, you will be the supporting cast.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord give us grace.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们知道我们的生命里面能够与你联合。
We know that we can become one with you in our lives.
我们能够读主的话语。
That we can read your word.
主就用话语来教导我们。
And that you can teach us through your word.
我们也实在求圣灵帮助我们。
We truly ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让耶稣基督的生命在我们里面活得出来。
That the Lord Jesus Christ's life may be manifest in us.
保守我们众人在你面前。
Please guide each one of us before you.
我们在地上的日子都是你所划给我们的。
All our days on earth are limited by you.
让我们一生一世愿意为主来活。
May we through our lives be willing to live for you.
也保守我们当中还没有认识主的人。
And we pray also for those who haven't accepted you among us.
让他们的生命也得到这样大的改变。
May their lives be changed greatly by you as well.
主，你救我们，我们也求主也救他们。
You have saved us, Lord, and we ask you to save them as well.
我们感谢你，赞美你。我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We praise you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.